presenting the Mirth Parade. Wilson as the drum major. Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and let's grab the handlebars and rear right back on the pedals and go places with modern youth. For this procession of the Mirth Parade is dedicated to that rejuvenated sport of the gay 90s, bicycling. Bicycle built for two?
Yeah.
All right, we'll skip that, too. We'll just skip that one right now and then. Well, Sylvia, the dumb dame. Now that bicycling is all the rage, I suppose you have a bicycle, too?
Oh, sure, Mr. Wilson. I bought me a cute bicycle.
Oh, that's fine. Have you tried to pedal yet?
What?
I say, have you tried to pedal it yet?
Well, no, of course not. I just bought it, so what do I want to pedal it for?
Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have mentioned it at all, Sylvie.
Oh, but, you know, that reminds me of something. Did you know that the police are going to make everybody, every man, woman, and child, stop riding bicycles?
They are?
Uh-huh.
Well, what for?
Oh, for pedaling without a license, I guess.
For pedaling without a license. Sylvia, you'd like to play a little game with me, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, just a little teensy game. Now, suppose you come with me. Now, you go over there by that window.
Oh, no, sir. Nothing doing, Don. Gee, you pushed me in four manholes already this week.
Oh. Well, boys will be boys, you know. But Sylvia, did you ride down here to the studio tonight on your bicycle?
No, I didn't, Mr. Wilson. You see, somebody stole my bicycle. But I know who it is.
Well, that's fine if you know who it is. Why don't you go get it back?
Oh, I'm waiting till they put a new set of tires on it.
Oh, not so dumb after all, is she? Not so dumb. Tell me, does bicycle riding give you a headache, Sylvia?
Oh, no. Just the opposite, Mr. Wilson.
Well, anyway, you know, I think I'll take it up. It'll probably increase my social standing.
Well, I don't know about the social part, but it sure will increase your standing.
Well, I'll have to take a chance on that. Now tell me, who do you think make the best bicycle riders?
Well, I think fat girls make the best bicycle riders.
Well, what makes you think that the fat girls make the best bicycle riders, Sylvia?
Oh, because they're so well seated.
Well, if they make them any dumber than that, they'll have to give them jobs as information clerks. Well, 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 I wish you'd look what's roosting on the handlebars of that old bicycle. Florence Gill, the barnyard nightingale, who thinks a Rhode Island red is a Providence Bolshevik.
Ha ha ha!
Feather your old nest. Well, here come a couple of scorchers burning up the highway. As the dust clears, we see that it's none other than Brown Lavelle just pedaling away on their bicycle that has an oversized tire on the rear wheel. You know, these folks just pedal and pedal. They pedal past one house and then another. In fact, they're just house-to-house peddlers. Brown and Lavelle.
Is it true, dear, that you're learning to ride a bicycle?
Yeah, and did I fall off?
You fell off?
Uh-huh. And right on my first attempt, too.
Well, I hope you didn't dress in those new shorts that all the girls are wearing.
Yes, I did. And that was the first mistake I made. I had on some yellow ones.
Yellow ones? Well, yellow's a very attractive color.
Are you telling me? I attracted everybody's attention.
Is that so? How come?
Everybody I passed thought I was a yellow cab.
Well, tell me, how long did it take you to learn to ride a bicycle?
Oh, about a dozen sittings.
Is that so? You know, I've ridden a bicycle for hours on end.
Hours on end? Why don't you get somebody to teach you?
Now, look here. Bicycling is a very excellent exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't had a day's illness in all my life.
Is that so? What in the world do you find to talk about?
Well, I'll let you do the talking for both of us.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's too bad you're so helpless.
What do you mean, helpless?
You certainly are helpless. You certainly are. Whenever you sew on a button or darn your socks, don't I always have to thread the needle for you?
Yeah, you're very good-hearted, you are. The only nice thing you ever done was get a bicycle and let me use the car.
Honey, we ought to get a bicycle built for two. Like they have over in London, England, huh?
Yeah, I know the kind. The men and women both wear flannel trousers.
They do?
Mm-hmm. And the only difference is that the women don't wear suspenders.
The women don't wear suspenders?
No.
How do they keep their London britches from falling down?
That was none other than Brown and Lavelle, who still think that a bicycle is a kind of snow and water. Well, to go on for the show, here comes Tizzy Lace. Tizzy just got out of the hospital. She tried to ride side saddle on a bicycle. Come in, Tizzy, and fix up this show, will you?
Hello, folks, sis. Listeners, adios. And I might even say a great big off wiener shane to you all. And without being, will we say, braggadocio, I would like to say hello to all of you admirers of the beautiful things in life, like myself. And speaking of beauty, I find it hard to control myself, what with so many admirers and whatnot, but so many of the men folks have seen me out bicycling lately that I guess they can't resist me. I guess it's that diabetic personality of mine. But I do want to say that I've been having loads of fun on my bicycle. In fact, I have quite a following. Yesterday, 8 dogs followed me. One dog seemed to grow tired, I guess, so he tried to jump in my lap. So I reached out with my little footy, and will we say let him have it? So I think he decided at once that he wanted to ride the bicycle. So he grabbed for the bicycle, and of course, as I was in it, I'd like to say that that is the seat of my trouble. If you know what I mean. But while we're on the subject of bicycles, so many people have asked me different questions on a bicycle, like the best places to ride and what time and so forth. Now, I'd like to say the best time to ride a bicycle is about 5 o'clock in the afternoon as people are starting home for dinner. And the best place is in the center of town in traffic. Ride down the main streets and let people know you have a bicycle. Buy a newspaper and read while you're riding. Relax. Look in the windows, and if you see something you like, ride up through to the window. And just for practice, by turning around on your bicycle in the center of the block. Just try it. And if it becomes tiresome, try riding up over the curb and feel the change. And if you're riding in the center of the street and you get in the way of a car and they holler at you, just leave go of the handlebars and reach down and start picking on the spokes like you were playing a harp. In fact, if you keep it up, you will be playing a harp. And on care of the bicycle, let the air out of your tires every night. Then when you start out next day, pump up the tires while you're riding. My, it's more fun, so do that, then try and call me. And speaking of calling, I have my class calling me, so I must skidoo along now. I have to give a cooking lesson to some old maids on how to make a date loaf. So I'll leave you as the reducing specialists always say to their customers, see you later. See you later.
Well, that was Tizzy Lish, ladies and gentlemen, just doing a little freewheeling on her bicycle. And with that, tonight's procession of the Mirth Parade comes to a close. So goodbye, all. This is Don Wilson threatening that we'll be back with you soon. ¶¶